I think when I signed there as a player, it was always looking long-term as well. So fortunately, I've had a good year, gone away and got some experience and qualification. Now I'm in a position to put myself forward for the role, and it's great to have got it.
Yeah, speaking to Jez George this morning, he was saying one of the things that he really admires about you is your sort of willingness to learn and going to get your qualifications and really putting the hard work in. What have you been up to in the last year, Luke? How much have you had to do to get to this stage?
Yeah, I don't think it's a case of having to do it. I think I wanted to do it. It was good to get away. Obviously, being a coach is a completely different world of being a football player, and you notice that a lot more when you're going through the qualifications. So I've done a lot of qualifications work, like working with young players, and obviously my UEFA B licence as well. So they're really important things to have on your CV if you've got an opportunity to get in a job like I have.
Yeah, and of course, going into this youth setup, it's one that, and Jez was saying this earlier again, that is absolutely thriving. The U's really proud of their youth setup, and rightly so.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, it's a great academy, and the guys have worked so hard. They're obviously working all them 9-10 years without the funding, how well they've done to keep it going, and now, rightly so, it's in a really good position. Hopefully we can make that even stronger as time goes on.
Yeah, is there any sadness that you've hung up your boots now, Luke, or is it just a case of sort of looking back and really enjoying what you did in the past and seeing this as a new phase?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, I think at time your lifespan goes, you change what happens. Obviously, as a player, you can't go on forever, although in my head, I probably still think I could, but it's time now to concentrate on the next stage of my life, and that'll be as a football coach, so I couldn't be any happier with it.
Yeah, and you've achieved lots, of course, in your career, and we know you've played in the Champions League and in the Premier League for one of the biggest clubs in the world, but would the highlight for you still be coming back to your hometown club, playing in front of the Newmarket Road End, and of course scoring in front of the Newmarket Road End as well?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. My dream as a kid was always to play for Cambridge United, so that moment when I scored the goal against Southport up the Newmarket Road End is without a doubt the best moment of my football career, and I have a little think about it most days.
It's still fresh in your memory, is it, that
goal?
Yeah,
I remember it like it was yesterday. A little 1-2 with Pughey, I think.
Chadwick, 10, 15 yards outside the area, continues to maraud forward, finds Andy Pugh.
And then a bit of a bad touch.
Pugh looks to find a little space, finds to Chadwick.
And a left foot finish.
Chadwick scores! Pugh's pass, and Luke Chadwick, who continued his run, finished in style. His first goal for the club.
So, can't complain with that.
Great stuff. I've got to ask you about Jose Mourinho, because he's taken over at your former club today. How will he do, do you think?
Yeah, I think his record speaks for itself. I think he'll go in there and maybe change things around a little bit the way it was going. But Mourinho's the man, really. Had a bit of a tough time at Chelsea, but now he's got the biggest club in the world. And I'm sure with the managers available, he was the one they were desperate to get hold of.
How important is it that he plays the right kind of football? Because Louis van Gaal was criticised, wasn't he, roundly really, for not entertaining the fans enough. Do you think it's absolutely key for Mourinho early on to show the fans that he can get a side to play that really entertaining stuff?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. But I think Mourinho at Chelsea, when he starts at the start of the season, his teams do play incredible football. We saw that in the year when he came back and they won the league. And I think once he got a big lead in the league, then he sort of shuts up shop a little bit and they get the 1-2-0 wins. I'm sure if the club's at the top of the league, it's not really a case of how they're playing, it's a case they're at the top and everyone's going to be happy.